HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. There are certain things in technology where you can't dedicate a short snippet of an episode and expect that that's all there is to talk about. With all that's going on in the world, from the Black Lives Matter protests to the increased reports of domestic violence to the migrants on the road, there is a huge role that social media plays in all of this. I mean, let's face it, technology affects everything we do today. And we must have an informed discussion about all of this. So we are going to spend the next few episodes from here on the role of social media in these protests. Starting with Facebook, everybody's poster boy. So Mark Zuckerberg has maintained that he doesn't want to be the arbiter of truth. And you can't tell, but I'm making those tiny quote marks with my hand. So he doesn't want to be the arbiter of truth when it comes to placing warning labels or fact-checking posts by politicians, state officials, etc. This is exactly what Twitter did on a bunch of posts by US President Donald Trump. And Snapchat said they'll just stop promoting Trump's account on the Discover feed. Big steps, for sure. And you know what? I agree with all of you, or rather I agree with most of you who say that just no thing should be banned, politicians shouldn't be able to do these things. But then I've spoken to a lot of policy specialists over the last week or so, and we have to realize that there's much more nuance to this. What I've realized is that Zuckerberg's decision essentially comes down to the fact that if Facebook could fact check or take down a post by somebody as powerful as a president, then it could be a really small step from there to Facebook deciding how the discourse in a country goes. Now, before you abuse me for saying that, here's an example that came in front of me. Imagine the real world. A politician can go in front of the public and say XYZ. And it's up to the public to believe or not believe that. And there are independent third parties, for example, journalists and NGOs and so on, who can come and tell the public that, listen, this guy is wrong. And again, the public has the choice to believe the third party or not. That's exactly what Facebook is trying to bring, or that's exactly what Zuckerberg means when he says that I shouldn't be the arbiter of truth. Having said that, the problem really arises when you realize that social media companies actually contract the fact checkers who are on their platform. So it's very easy to argue that Facebook could easily sway the decision in a certain way. Now, if Zuckerberg was saying that no action should be taken against posts like the ones that Trump did, then he would be wrong. But then that's not what he's saying. He has given examples of politicians' posts that have been taken down for hate speech and things like that. What he seems to be saying is that a post by somebody that powerful shouldn't be taken down because it hits a gray area. And he might just be right, because that's exactly how the real world works. Now, I know that the post that Mr. Trump made doesn't necessarily fall in the gray area, and many may argue that. But that's exactly the thing, that as long as we can argue this, it is a gray area. And it shouldn't be taken down. For those of you who are hating me now, yes, this episode was all for Mr. Zuckerberg, but the next one will definitely be against. What I'm trying to do here is present as many sides that I can to this discussion so that we can all have a more informed opinion about this and hopefully participate in the discourse better. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com, connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.